It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And it's been in Australia since the early 90s, but I would say within the last 4 or 5 years, it's become a serious and significant problem for Australian beekeepers.
Do we know why it's become more significant recently?
Enter my research. Yeah, no, we don't know why, you know, and it behaves differently in a lot of ways than the fungus is called Ascosphaera apis. It behaves differently than in Europe or North America, where it's really prevalent in kind of cool spring damp conditions, and then the bees kind of pull out of it for summer. But we've seen it here in the hottest, driest conditions, and yeah, it has a kind of a different seasonal pattern or lack of pattern in Australia, and so that's very curious, and that's kind of one thing that spawned this research.
Right. And so what kind of damage has it done to production so far?
Yeah, look, the estimates have been, you know, a reduction anywhere between 20 and about 40% in total bee population. So you can also equate that to 20 to 40% loss in honey production, but more importantly, 20 to 40% loss in pollination efficiency. And that's really where honeybees kind of thrive in our modern agricultural system, is because we can move these things to pollination events when they need to be there, and then move them out when there's no food left. So bees are really important for our fruits and vegetables.
Is there anything that can be done to control chalk brood?
At this point, no. There's no chemicals that you can use. There's no chemicals that are registered or even effective. There's a whole lot of, we'll say, anecdotal, you know, things that beekeepers do within their operation, and they swear by it, but we still have serious problems with chalk brood. Now, there's this a behavioral defense that honeybees have within their population, like within their colony. It's called hygienic behavior. So bees that are hygienic bees, they basically can smell really well, and they can detect dead or diseased larvae and pull it out of the colony before it becomes contagious. So this hygienic behavior trait, it's heritable. We can breed for it. It's in Australia, and it's proven in other parts of the world to be very effective in reducing chalk brood in colonies.
Right, so
So that's one thing. Yeah.
it's probably oversimplifying things, but it's so potentially you could breed cleaner bees.
Oh, that's exactly what we're doing. We're already starting, and the Australian honeybee industry is already starting to breed hygienic bees. And the thing that's really interesting about hygienic behavior is that not only has it shown in other parts of the world to help with chalk brood and another bacterial disease called American foul brood, but it's been shown to help reduce levels of varroa within a colony. So we don't have varroa. We don't have this. It's a parasitic mite that's responsible for most of the colony deaths throughout the world, and we don't have it here yet in Australia. But this we do have hygienic bees, and we can breed for hygienic behavior. So some of the most forward-thinking beekeepers in the industry are starting to breed, select, and breed for this trait with the view of not only helping with endemic issues, but also preparing for living with exotic pests.
Right, so kind of a preemptive move because a lot of beekeepers I've spoken to have said that they feel at least anecdotally that it probably is a case of when, not if, that varroa will get to
Oh,
Australia.
fundamentally, yep. I mean, it's everywhere else in the world, and despite our best efforts at our ports and the biosecurity efforts, like it takes one mite, just one, to get in and start reproducing, and that's kind of a needle in a haystack situation, isn't it?
And you have received a quite significant some grant money to kind of assist with all of this research. What are you hoping, I guess, this funding will allow you to do? What kind of outcomes are you aiming for?
The start of the project is working with beekeepers from all around Australia and collecting larvae that have been infected with this Ascosphaera apis with the view to start genotyping. So looking to see if there's different strains, maybe more virulent strains of chalkbrood within Australia, different regions within Australia, and then are they different than, you know, what's in Europe and what's in the States. To see, first off, we have to, you know, understand exactly the pest that we're working with or the pathogen we're working with. So that's step one. And then step two is kind of already underway, breed for hygienic behavior. So that's one mechanism of resistance to it. And then kind of step three is the hygienic behavior is where the whole colony works together to prevent the disease from spreading. And then there's also this other way to prevent the disease called innate immunity. So finding individual larvae that just don't get sick. So breeding healthier immune systems. So that's basically what the project is, looking to see what the beast is we're working with, and then looking at two different mechanisms that are based in breeding to help combat it.